From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the most detrimental pieces of advertising for this hobby has been social media. Surely when we consider that the majority of people manage to enjoy themselves in various aspects of amateur radio, there are the few who find an antisocial attitude to be their stock in trade when on the internet. The ubiquity of social media is its strength in putting ideas, call them memes if you like, out for the world to appreciate. Now, a diet of furry animals may placate some, but when groups form to appreciate different interests, it is unsettling and unnecessary for streams of discourse to be interrupted by vicious, impolite, or offensive material. Of course, there has been a lot of interest in the process involved in the tender for assessment and licence recommendations, which has seen the Australian Maritime College announced as the successful tenderer. The chatter on social media has been intense at times, and less than edifying at times. Amongst this have been the plaintive messages of people saying, "I was looking at getting into amateur radio, but after this..." So realistically, as I pointed out before, if you don't have anything worthwhile to contribute, then just shut up. It is not that people really care about an unwarranted or disrespectful insult, as it is irrelevant to the larger discussion. What it is pertinent to is the perspective of the newcomer, the tyro, the inquirer, who comes across the post and gets confused into thinking that this is amateur radio and not just bad netiquette. If we're less than respectful to fellow hams, we're letting down all those who made this hobby what it is. But worse, we're letting down ourselves. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.